在长安大厦。
我要客观。
欢迎我们中间新的朋友。
We also welcome our new friends.
Welcome, Rajit.
Welcome. 欢迎你。
From your age, I think you are older than me.
看起来好像你比我
轻。In Chinese tradition, we honor elders.
在中国的文化上，我们是尊荣年长的。
In Bible, Christian Bible, we also honor fathers, mothers, seniors.
在圣经里，我们也是一样尊荣比我们年长的，我们的父母，我们的长辈。
The Bible says, when you see the elders, you should stand up.
在圣经里说，如果我们看到年长的，我们应该站立。
So, thank you for the fathers come to the church, which is very good for the younger ones.
那我们感谢就是来到我们当中的年长，特别是对我们年轻一代
There was a brother in another church. He said to one of our older pastor.
那在一个教会，一个教会的一个弟兄呢，他给一个年长的弟兄说。
He said, "I feel safe to be with those ones with gray hair."
我觉得我跟白发的人在一起，感觉很有安全感。
So it's true. It's true. The fathers knows how to cover children.
那这是真的，就是年长的可以来遮盖年轻的一辈。
So we welcome Rajit and Imarvasti, who are older than me.
那我欢迎 Rajit 还有 Rasta。
Anyone who's older than me.You're welcome, And every Sunday we meet here at 10. If you can, just come together at 10 to worship together. Yeah, we do have a prayer meeting on Saturday morning, 7 o'clock here. So if you can make it,I encourage you to come or to experience.
如果你可以的话，我也就是邀请你来，可以一起来感受。
We also have a few home groups, so we meet on Fridays or different times at homes, so we can share our lives and pray for each other, share the food and share our lives, the sorrows and the joys.
那我们也有星期五晚上也有家庭的聚会，就是在我们个人的家庭。就是我们大家可以一起来分享我们的喜乐，我们的痛苦。
所以欢迎一下大家来参加。
So,
也欢迎
Eva。And we want to welcome.
我不能女士的话不能讲她的年纪是大还是小。
We don't discuss women's age.
So, 如果就是年长的也欢迎你，年轻的更欢迎你。
The older than you will welcome you, even if you're younger than me.
我过去在我教会有一个年老的一个新人。
That was used to be a senior.
他已经有第四代的孩子。
She has fourth generation.
但是非常非常的活跃。
But she's very active.
我跟他共事大概15年，但是我从来不知道他真正的年纪。
I knew her for about 15 years, but I never knew her age.
有一次他说你骗我。
Once she said I was a lie.
That's just you tricked me.
Oh, you tricked me.
因为我原来的教会里面有一个讲台呢，是1948年加拿大大复兴的时候，那个 Doctor Russell Shell 用的一个讲台。那时候加拿大大复兴，圣灵运行，好多人得医治，好多人归向主。
So back in 1940s, this was a big movement in Canada, and I used to have a pew in our church that was used by them 1940.
It's a pulpit. Was left by that pastor.
Left
to us. So I asked, who is born before? 谁是1948年？你先出生的呢
？So I asked, who was born before 1984?
他就举起他的手。
So she raised her hand.
后来他说你 trick me.
So she was saying, oh, you trick me. Tell
me. Anyway, 这是一个西人，他是一个西人。
So she's a Caucasian.
Yeah, we always joke.
开玩
笑。He said, "You should say older, don't say old."
人说年长不能说老。
I said, "When I learned English, says older is older than old."
那我怎么说？我是
That's how I learned in Chinese.
这是我们在中文里学的。
So should I say old or older?
那我应该说老年长还是老呢？
He said you should say old.
他说你应该说年长。
Don't say old.
不要说
OK. I need to change my English grammar.
改回英文。
Anyway, so ladies, you don't say old. Anyway, don't mention anything about the old LD.
对女性来说，不要说老那个字。
Yeah. OK. 神呢，今天我觉得圣灵感动我呢，就放一个信息在我的心里。
So, I felt the Holy Spirit has put a message in me.
那我怎么样在这里的讲道呢？我也是蛮认真的，非常认真。
So, when I have a, I take it very seriously when I preach.
看我穿着可能比较随便。
Even though I dress quite casually.
但是呢，我会在主的面前问主，你要让我讲什么东西？
But, I always come to the Lord and ask, what kind of topic you want me to talk?
因为有好多的东西可以讲。
Because there are a lot of things you can talk about.
我们中间有老的，有年轻的，有不同背景来的。
So we have the senior, the juniors, and we also have people from different backgrounds.
有不同需要。
We have different needs.
那我应该讲什么？
What do I have to talk?
所以我就会祷告。祷告的圣灵呢，就会感动我，一个平安的一个信息会放在我的里。
And the Holy Spirit will give me the peace and put me a message in me.
所以我就会讲这样的信息。
So, that's the message I'm gonna.
那我们讲到来到这个教会呢，今天可能看到我们这里也不像一个教堂。
So when we talk about coming to church, even though it does not look like a church.
那其实呢？我们要区别，就是说我们世界上认为的宗教和我们真理的区别。
So we need to distinguish between a religion and truth.
也要区别，就是说一个教导和一个生命的区别。
And we also want to distinguish between a doctrine. From life.
所以我们这些学区，我们来是追求什么呢？真正的生命。
So we come to seek for true love, real love.
我们要真正的知道怎么样的敬拜神。
We want to know how to worship God.
敬拜创造我的主。
Worship the God who created us.
所以在圣经里面有一个地方呢，有一个女人就问耶稣说，怎么样敬拜？他说：“你们犹太人说敬拜神要在耶路撒冷。
”Jewish said you have to worship in Jerusalem.
但是我们的祖宗告诉我们呢，要在这座山上。
And our ancestors told us to worship in this mountain.
那究竟谁是对的
？Who is right?
那耶稣说：“时候到了，如今就是了。
”And Jesus said, "The time has come, and now it is."
拜服的要用心灵和诚实来拜服。
Those who worship God will worship in truth.
Worship
the
Father.
Worship the Father in truth and spirit.
他说：“父呢，天生的父呢的胸罩，用心灵和诚实敬拜的人。
”The Father in heaven is looking for those who seek Him with truth and spirit.
他说：“神是灵。
”God is a spirit.
所以。来敬拜他的要用灵来敬拜，要用真理来敬拜。
So for those who come to him, will come to him with truth and spirit.
所以他说敬拜不在耶路撒冷。
So worship will not be in Jerusalem.
也不在这座山上。
Not on this mountain.
而是要用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
But worship him with truth and spirit.
他说神要这样的人来敬拜他。
And God wants these people to worship him.
那个要字呢，在原文希腊文是在太奥，就是生在胸罩。胸罩这样的人的敬拜。
So the word God wants this people also means
looking for
those people.
所以当我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜的时候，神就说：“哇，我糟糕。
”So when we worship Him with in truth and spirit, God will say, "Oh, I am."
在上古时代，当亚当堕落的时候
，In ancient times when Adam has sinned,
那他就在亚当的子孙里面找人，谁在真正的敬拜。那后来找到了以诺、找到了挪亚。
He found Noah.
其实在以诺之前呢，找到了赛特。
Actually,
就是亚当的另一个儿子。
So before Enoch, he found
Seth. Seth. Yeah. 那他说是赛特在什么念呢？无穷好的地。
Seth was calling out for the name of God.
你们知道亚当呢有一开始有两个儿子，一个雅各，一个该隐。该隐把雅各呢就杀掉。Cain called Abel. 那后来呢？该隐就被流放，放住了，离开神的面。
So Cain was cast out. Exile.
但是神在他的额上做了一个记号。
But God has put a mark on him.
希望他不被受害。
So that no one will harm him.
但是呢，他离神越来越远。
But he wandered away from God.
那圣经里面用了这个词，那就是说他是一个。Wanderers, 这是一个 homeless wanderer, 就他是一个无家可归的人。
So the word was used in the Bible that the king was homeless wanderer. He has no home.
他就一直往东走，往东走，往东走。
So he moved further away to the east.
他的子孙里面呢，好多人就开始有很多的创造发明。
So his descendant, he has a lot of inventions.
你如果读该隐的这个家谱之后呢，你发现。一开始读的时候非常的无聊。
So when you read the genealogy of Cain, at first it might sound a little bit boring.
你仔细做研究的时候呢，它每个名字都有非常重要的意义。
But if you dig deeper into that, all the names have its meanings.
因为那个人的名字里面呢，其实就是说他的职业。
So the name represents.
他在做什么？
The name represents what career he is.
因为好多中国人也是这样，叫他做神龙氏有曹氏，人就记得神龙氏有曹氏。
So,
神龙氏就是做龙地的。
So it's also the same as in Chinese culture when we call 神龙氏 also means he's doing
farmer
agriculture.
所以这个就是他的职业在他的名字里。
So his word is also in the.
所以该隐的家谱里面，你看他研究他的名字呢，就是他有这个。造出很多的乐器，开始懂得乐器。
So in the mind of Cain, you will see the descendant who makes a music instrument.
可以开始务农。
And they also do agriculture.
开始打铁。
And they also do hammering.
开始造武器。
And also those.
所以呢，随着该隐的往东越离神越来越远的时候呢，科学技术就越来越发达。
As the Cain moved away to the east, and also this.
Science, 这并不是说因着科学技术发达，人就离神越来越远，而是说这两个是平行进行的。
It's not because as we grow scientifically, then we move away from the world. It's not like that. It's moving parallelly.
当科学技术发展的同时呢，人离神越来越远。
So, while the scientific advancement goes, and we also move away from God.
所以这就是人类的一个历史。那现在呢，人就是历史越来越远。
And we are further away from God.
但是呢，人的内心呢，又想敬拜神。
But inside the human, we want to worship God.
Everybody wants to worship God. 每一个人都想来寻找神。
Everyone wants to look for God.
那为什么寻找神呢？
Why do we have to look for God?
因为人越来越发现，我们自己并不能控制自己的命运。
Because we know that we cannot control our own fate.
那到今天呢，我觉得每一个人都非常清楚的。学生们不知道今天学习，我学了 computer， 明天能不能找到工作 ？computer 工作。
Students, for example, if you're learning a computer science, you don't know where you can find a job in this field.
那成人呢？就是说，学的是这个职业，我们移民以后呢，做了另外一个职业。
So as an adult, we may have a certain careers, and then when we immigrate, we may not be able to do the same thing.
今天我的做的生意很好做，我明天呢，突然发现那个地方有一个店呢。他做的生意比我好，我做同样的东西。
So if I have a good business, and someday we may find someone else who doing a better business than me at the same time.
所以你不知道哪天你的东西就垮台。
And you don't know like what happens.
我们一次回到一个城市，我过去去住过的，我发现原来的好多的店铺就关掉了，挂了另外的人的名字。
So a lot of times when I go back to my places I visited before, I will find business being replaced by other business.
好多人关心自己的健康。
A lot of people care about our own health.
那所以健康的现在有好多的方法。
And there's so many ways to a healthy life.
有人说你要多吃这个坚果。
A lot of people say, oh, you might eat.
吃了以后，这个很好，很好，很好。
And it's good for your health.
另外的人在这个 internet 上一测试呢，多吃坚果以后对脑子有说是不好。
So some people might find that, oh, if you Google on the internet, you will find if you eat too much nuts, it might not be good for your brain.
所以你根本不知道哪个是真的。
So you do not know what is true and what is not.
那所以呢，我们的心灵在寻找一种安全感。
So our heart we're looking for some kind of security.
我们要抓住一个能抓住的东西。
We want to hold on to something that we can hold on to.
是不是每一个人都在寻找
？Is that right?
那有的人说呀，我要靠我自己，我的能力，我的学识。
And some people might say, oh, I will depend on myself and my abilities and my knowledge.
我也是曾经就是这样。
I was once like that.
那有的人呢，就是很快就走，开始敬拜、拜神、拜这个、拜那。
And some people would go and worship this god and that god.
因为就发现我需要外界的力量的帮助。
Because they want help from the outside.
那我们究竟怎么样才能够真正的认识这位创造我们的主？
Then how can we know the true creator who created us?
我们怎么样真正的能够来回到自己的家里？
How can we go back to our own house?
后，因为每一个人的心灵都在造家。
Because
你知道吗？每一个人的心灵都在造家。现在这个世界上，我们就成了 immigrants， 就是离开自己家乡的人。
So we are as immigrants, we are far away from our own home.
那我们在造一个家。
We're looking for home.
结果离家越来越远。
But we are moving.
但是我们的心灵永远在造那个家。
But in our heart, we're always looking for home.
我记得小时候我们。放学的时候呢，路过一块苜蓿地，就玩耍，有时候就忘记了家。
When I was small, we were walking home from school. We noticed a field that we could play, and sometimes we forget to go home because we were playing.
所以经过那个苜蓿地呢，苜蓿地一开花，有好多蜜蜂和蝴蝶，
so、the,
蜻蜓都在那个地方。
So the field when the flower blooms, there's a lot of bees and butterflies.
我们就小孩子很高兴，抓黄金抓。下雨了，吃饭的时间也过了，最后发现哦，怎么忘记回家了呢
？So as a children, we were happy because we went to catching the bees and the butterflies, and sometimes we roll in the mud and the rain. But around dinner time, we found oh, we forgot to go home.
有时候在那个田地里面忙的时候，觉得这就是家。
Sometimes when we play in the field, we found oh, this feels like our house.
这就是。高兴得不得了。
Because we were so happy.
这不是家。
But this is not the home.
这不是家。所以有一个人说的话，他说现在的人呢，都是很聪明的人。
Some people said, one person said, nowadays people are very smart.
真的很聪明，好多的知识啊，各方。
We have a lot of knowledge.
他说就像这个飞行员，很会开飞机。
Just like a pilot who knows how to.
但是有一个问题。他不知道在哪里着陆，
but
这是一样的问题。
Yeah, but the problem is he does not know where to land.
那误读有，但是有的人呢，他真不想学习怎么样来着陆。
But nonetheless, some people truly do not want to learn how to land.
那在这个911的时候，大家记得911事件吗？
Do you remember September 11 the attack?
那当时这个炸那个大楼的一个其中一个飞行员呢，是在美国受训的。
So one of the pilot who bombed the train building was trained in the U.S.
那后来在这个机场训练的人呢，回忆的时候呢，说这个人他当时就是非常急切的要学习怎么样开飞机，但是呢，他从来不问怎么样学习来着陆。
So when people recall about this pilot, they found one thing that's quite strange. He was very eager to learn how to drive, to fly an airplane, but he never wanted to learn how to land.
后来他们回忆的时候才发现，才知道这个有问题。一个人飞行员，他叫怎么样飞行呢？不学习着陆，这个很奇怪。
So they found the problem because it is just imagine some people want to know how to fly, but they don't know what to land.
那今天来到这里的人，今天世界上的人，大部分是想着陆。
But a lot of people that come here today wants to find a place to land.
即使恐怖主义分子他也想着陆。
Even the terrorists want to land.
但是呢，他给搞错了。
But they made a mistake.
因为他们一些极端的恐怖主义分子呢，相信就是说，在圣战里面牺牲的人呢，将来在天堂的最高层。
Because the terrorists think they will reach the highest place in heaven if they do the holy fight.
啊，他们说是那边有些那个教导里面说是，将来有72个美女在等着他。
So in their doctrine, they said there were 72 beautiful women waiting for them in heaven.
但是，当然这个就是他也在向往一个家乡，但是这是搞错了。
They are also looking for home, but they just made a mistake.
那他去的地方呢，可能就是好多恐怖主义分子去的地方，那个地方没有平安。
The place that they go is the place for the terrorists, and they found no peace.
那所以就是我们什么是真理
？So what is the truth?
什么是救赎之道
？What is the way to salvation?
那哪一条道路是真正通向我们的这个造物主
？So which way will lead us to our
那真正我们能够得到祝福和平安
？So that we can get the true blessings and the peace.
那不仅仅是这个世界上，而且在将来。
It's not just this life, but also our eternity.
那我相信我们特别是这个印度来的人或者东方的好多人，他们有一个灵性上的一种觉悟，不仅仅是满足于物质的世界。
So people from Asia, India, and we know that we are not only focusing on this physical life.
Am I right, Ranji? Yeah, we are not focusing on just the physical, material.
我们不是只是注重我们现在肉体上。
那这个物质主义呢，是西方世界的一个潮流。
So the materialism is a part of the Western culture.
那东方的民族里面呢，很多的民族都是不满足于物质世界。
But the Eastern culture, they do not just satisfy on the physical.
当然，西方人从内心深处，物质世界也不能满足他。
So, of course, Western cannot be satisfied by materialism.
那所以呢，我们就要来寻求真理。
Why we need to seek the truth?
但是我们怎么样去看认识这个真理呢
？But how do we know the truth?
我们就会通过我们周围的人。
So we will find it among the people around us.
那有一部分人喜欢做应试，就是 hermit， 自己去对着神。
So people, some people may like to be a hermit.
Yeah.
So they just want to face God by themselves.
但是大部分的人希望能够在人群里面找到。这个上帝的踪影。
But most of us want to find God among the peoples.
因为没有多少的人真的愿意来放弃这个世界。
Because not a lot of us want to let go of this life.
事实上，上帝造这个世界的时候，他没有造人去做应试。
So indeed, God did not create this man to be a
hermit. 他创造世界的时候，我常常讲，他创造了一切以后，就造男造女。
So in the Bible says he created everything and he created men and women.
完了以后，他说你们就倍增吧，就生养众多，全地都你们就给你们了。
So and he said go multiply and then fill the earth.
所以呢，人需要跟人在一起。
So people need to be with people.
也需要跟狗在一起，需要跟动物在一起。
And we need to be with animals, dogs and cats.
可是现在好多人宁可跟狗在一起，不跟人在一起。
A lot of people prefer to spend time with dogs rather than.
因为这个世界离神越来越远。
Because our world has wandered away from God.
我有一次在公园里面碰到一个女士领一条狗。
So once one day I met a woman in the park with a dog.
我看她非常爱她的狗。
And she was so caring for this dog.
他的狗对我很恶劣，他也说我的狗很可爱。
So even though the dog was not very nice to me, and still she said, "Oh my God, it's so cute."
他就说，我说你养狗，我就喜欢聊天，有时候传传福音啊。
So I like to talk. I like to spread the gospel, so I talk to her.
他说我很爱我的狗。
And she said, "Oh, I love my dog."
因为他对我非常的忠实。
Because he or she is very faithful to me.
他不骂我。
And he never talked back.
也不弄断
，and not never judge me，
所以我很爱我的狗。
That's why I love my dog.
所以好多人宁可跟狗在一起，不能人在一起。
So a lot of people want to rather spend time with dog and with animals.
但是呢，神创造人还是要跟人休想在一起。
So when God created earth, they want us to spend time with other human beings.
但是我们就看左看右，有时候我们就会失望。
But when we look to the left and look to the right, and we feel disappointed.
甚至我们进到教会或者进到一个其他宗教的一个庙里面也失望。
So even if we go to a church or go to a temple, we still have this disappointment in us.
那为什么呢？因为我们看周围的人。
Why? Because we are only looking for people around us.
那我们要认识真理，但是要通过我们周围的人。
We need to know the truth, but it's through the people around us.
所以我们今天呢，来看一个非常重要的一段经文，就是说，耶稣让我们有非常强的分辨力，但是要懂得怎么样来亲近他。Great discernment, but also great love. Great 就是 to know God. 我们看看马太福音十三章二十四节。
So Matthew chapter 13, verse 24.
那这段经文呢，就是我们读的时候，先读完再说好吧。耶稣又设个比喻，对他们说：“天国好像撒好种在田里。”啊，你有圣经呢，你就翻开啊。圣经是神的话，常常要读。
Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
既知人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来，将麦子撒在麦子里，就走了。
But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed wheat among the wheat.
到长苗吐穗的时候，麦子也想出来。
When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, the wheat also appeared.
田主的仆人来告诉他说：“主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？从哪里来的败子呢？”
The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seeds in the field? Where did the wheat come from?"
主人说：“这是仇敌做的。”仆人说：“你要我们去薅出来吗？”
An enemy did this, he replied. The servant asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?"
主人说：“不必，恐怕薅麦子连麦子也拔出来。”
No, he answered, because while you're pulling up the seed of wheat, you may root up the wheat with them.
容这两样一起长，等着收割。当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说：先将麦子薅出来，恐正好留着烧；没有麦子，要收在仓里。
Let both grow together until they harvest.At the time, I will tell the harvester, first collect the wheat, and then tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.
我们是到底看了耶稣讲的这个比喻，会有什么样的一个感受
？So, what do you feel after you read about this scripture?
那这个比喻呢，好多的牧师在教会也不知道怎么讲。
So, this parable is quite hard for a lot of pastors to discuss in a church.
因为大部分的人认为这是教会里面真的基督徒和假基督徒的。
Most people say it's between a true Christian and a false Christian.
那其实是不是这样呢
？But is that the truth?
那等一会我们再仔细的看。
And we will talk about it later on.
但是每一个人读到这里的时候呢，神的灵就会对他一个感动。
So everyone read about the scripture, and God's spirit will give you us,
So. 那我们今天读的时候呢，要带着这样一个眼光来读。
We will read.In this way.
因为今天耶稣来呢，讲得很清楚，他说他来不是要审判，是要来拯救的。
Because Jesus said he came not to condemn,
but to save. 这是在约翰福音十二章讲得非常清楚，他说我来是要拯救，不是为了审判。
It was talked in the book of John. So he came not to condemn, but also come to save us.
所以首先要有一个这样一个眼光来看，耶稣是为了拯救而来。
So we need to see this in this way because Jesus came to save us.
所以天父先讲话的目的呢，是为了拯救。
So the because he said this in order to save us.
为了帮助我们。
To help us.
真正的认识神。
To truly know the.
我不知道你看这段圣经的时候，你看到了什么
？So what you see from the scripture.
那有的人可能看到哦，将来还要审判。
Some people may say, "Oh, there is going to be a judgment day."
还有地狱
and also hell.
是不是？还有火烧
and also a burning of fire.
那有的人就看到，哦，怎么会有败子？这个仇敌是谁
？So some people may ask, "Oh, who is this enemy?"
所以呢，就是仁者见仁，智者见智。
So everyone has his own discretion.
这也没关系，就是说你的眼光怎么样看也没关系。
So it doesn't matter like how you see this.
但是呢，这个眼光需要调整。我们调整一定要认识我们的神。
We adjusted to know the God.
就像你听一个人话的时候呢，你不要被他那一句话就难过，他讲那一句难过的话就在一边，就是要听懂他里面的深刻的一个含义，一种爱。有时候我们孩子跟父母相处的时候，父母讲了这些，孩子不高兴躲在一边，其实父母心里充满了爱。
Sometimes between a conversation between a parent and a child, the child might not be happy to hear what the parent has said, but the parents said the word because they love the child.
但是这些事情发生的时候呢，是要让我们调整我们自己的身心灵呢，要真正的明白这个父神的心意。
So when we hear the words, we need to adjust our body and also our mind to know the truth.
很重要的就是我们要来调整自己的眼光。
So it's very important to adjust our view.
我们的眼光好多时候会限制我们，有时候让我们一直陷在一个困境里面，负面的情绪，或者我们的眼光立刻把我们带向一个积极正面，带向了甚至一个光明。
So a lot of times our mindset would put us into a certain, constraint, but sometimes it will take us to another place.
举一个例子，就是我一开始认识我师母的时候呢，他就说他去过法国去旅行，我在法国也住过。
So when I first knew Susan, she told me, oh, she has traveled to France, and I was also studying in France.
那我常常去巴黎呢，我就感叹那种美。
So when I go to Paris, I just astonished by the beauty.
那个街上的雕塑啊，建筑啊，去到罗浮宫啊，三天，哎呀，我是。希望把每一个都照现啊。
So the script, I mean, sorry, the sculptures, the cities, everything. So I want to take picture of everywhere.
但是我问师母，我说你去感受怎么样
？And I asked her, how do you feel when you went in Paris?
她说我看到到处都是狗屎，到处都是狗屎，走两步就是狗屎，就走两步就是狗屎。我说巴黎的印象就是狗屎。
But she responded, oh, everywhere I see was dog poo on the street. Dog poo here, dog poo there. Like all her memory was around dog poo in Paris.
同样我们去的是巴黎，讲你看到的是美丽的建筑，能看到狗屎。
So the same Paris that we've been to, like all I see is a beautiful, the buildings, the structures, but all she sees is the dog poos on the street.
那今天我们读这个圣经，看到的是神的爱，还是看到的是审判？
So when we read the scripture today, do we see the love of God or do we see the judgment of God?
那所以我今天不是站在这里呢，就是神把我放在这里，就是引导大家来认识神的这种大爱。
God has put me in here so that I can lead you to God who is loving us.
就像你去巴黎的时候，不要光看狗屎，你要看到这美丽的建筑。
So just like when you go to Paris, don't focus on the dog poo on the street, but focus on the beautiful structures.
那这段经文呢，其实耶稣已经解释了。
So Jesus has explained the parables himself.
耶稣在真光圣经里面解释过两个比喻，这个是第二个。
So in the Bible, Jesus personally explained two parables, and this is one of them.
那解释在哪里呢？就是在36节以后。
The explanation comes on the verse 16 onwards.
那我们看看经文以后呢，我把我的一些回应来分享出来，因为耶稣已经解了，我不能再解，我解的不会比他好。
Because Jesus already explained the parables, and I cannot do anything better than Jesus, so I'm gonna just add a few more things.
如果耶稣没有解释的比喻呢，你可以写一本书来解释。耶稣已经解释了，你就不用了。
You might write a book about a parable for those parables that Jesus did not explain, but this parable already explained by Jesus.
我们这个好多这个属灵的人们在网站上是一长段一长，那耶稣解释呢很短，就两句话。
So a lot of the spiritual leaders they write a lot of explanations on the website about this and that, but Jesus very simple, only couple sentences.
好，看看他怎么解释这个。
So let's see how he.
36节，当下耶稣离开众人，进了房子，他的门徒进前来说，请把天将败子的比喻讲给我们听。
Then he left the crowd and went to the house. His disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parables of the weeds in the field.
他回答说，那撒好种的就是人子。
He answered, the one who sowed the good seeds is the son of man.
天地就是世界。
The field is the world.
好种就是天国之子。
And the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom.
败子就是那恶者之子。
The weeds are the son of the evil one.
撒败子的仇敌就是魔鬼。
The enemy who sowed them is the devil.
收割的时候就是世界的末了。
The harvest is the end of the age.
收割的人就是天使。
And the harvesters are the angels.
将败子薅出来，用火焚烧，世界的末了也是如此。
As a weed are pulled out and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age.
人只要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来。
The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out his kingdom, everything that causes sin and all those who do evil.
丢在火炉里。
He will throw them into the fiery furnace.
此时丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那时义人在他们父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样。
The righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their father.
有耳可听的就应当听。
He who has ears, let him hear.
那意思就解释。
So this is what the Jesus said.
你觉得意思解释的清楚还是不清楚？
Is it clear on what Jesus?
一方面他解释得非常非常清楚。
One point he explained very clearly what.
另一方面你又发现他不清楚。
But on the other side you might find.
因为讲的是天上的事情、将来的事情和这个好多东西没看见的事情。
Because he's talking about things yet to happen.
那我想讲的就是败子是个什么东西。
So I want to talk about what it means.
Tares.
T-A-R-E.
Tares.它这个败子呢，其实我那天在我门口发现，我本来想拿来，它在这个长的那个麦子非常的像。
So it looks very similar to wheat.
To wheat. 特别是在没有吐穗的时候呢，基本上是一模一样。
Especially when it has not sprouted, it looks exactly the same.
没关系，它在这里。所以呢，就说这个败子呀，就是在。这里他当他一吐穗的时候呢，他接触的是两个东西。
So, but when he spread the things, the fruit that they produce is different.
那麦子呢是给人吃的。
So wheat is for people to eat.
麦子的东西呢是不能吃。
But the thing that what is called
tares
is not for people to eat.
那就是区别在这里。
So that's the main difference.
那所以呢，就是说这个将来呢，就是在封叶的时候，在永坑里面封叶的时候，两个就非常清楚，因为它出来的果子就非常清楚。
So and harvest time it becomes very clear these two things are different.
那这里呢，第一个就是说，耶稣讲呢，就是说他仍旧看到非常清楚，他的仆人看得非常清清楚楚，这个田地里面怎么有败子。
So the servant sees very clearly that the field has tails.
Tails.那他就很惊奇的是问耶稣说你撒的是好种，为什么出来坏种？
So the servant asked him, oh, you sowed the good seeds, how come the weeds came up?
他说是仇敌撒的。
And he said the enemy.
那我们要清楚的要知道呢，我们有一个敌人，就是撒旦。
We have to know clearly that there's an enemy and which is the Satan.
那所以我们非常清楚的知道这个战争是跟撒旦的一个战争。
We have to know our battle is between us and Satan's.
那我们知道败子不能吃，将来也没有什么果子，将来要烧掉。
So we know the tails cannot be eaten and there's no fruit and it has to be burned.
但是为什么主人有说给仆人说你不能把它拔掉呢？
And how come does the Lord said do not pull out the tails yet?
弟兄姐妹，这是一个我们不知道我们怎么去理解。有时候头脑可以理解，但是呢，心灵里面不知道怎么去接受的。
Even though our mind may understand it, but our heart cannot understand that.
那我要给大家讲讲这个我的一些体会。
And I want to talk about how my thinking on this.
第一个呢，就是这里耶稣讲这个天地是教会吗？
So it says the heaven and earth is that the church?
他说这个天地啊，天地啊，就是 field. 他说是什么？耶稣讲是什么？他说这是世界。
So the field he said is not the church, is the world.
他在整个的世界里面撒好种，仇敌在整个的世界里面撒坏种。
So in the world he sowed good seeds, but the devil.
这个败子就是一种似是而非的东西。那这里败子呢讲的， 很多人讲的，这是讲的伤，就是侄子啊，侄子就是仇敌那个恶者侄子呢，是人，指的是人，而不仅仅是一种思想。
The evil one
is not just
man, but also some.
It's not just thoughts, it's man.
Oh, it's not just thoughts, it's man.
所以这个就让我们更加的就是心慌了，而且耶稣讲的是一个一个的人，这些人是败
者。So it's actually men
that Jesus is talking about, not men's among us. 那但是为什么？那这个是非常真实的，就是说，当我们放眼看去的时候，世界上有很多的教导。骗我们的教导。
So when we look to the world, you will find a lot of teachings and doctrines.
那好多的人也非常清楚，他做了多动，做了很多的事情。
Some people know that they are the evil ones. They did a lot of evil things.
那，就是为什么？就是耶稣讲的，你不能把它拔出来。
Why is it that you cannot put them out yet?
弟兄姐妹，这里面就是一个神的大爱的一个表现。
Lord's love revealed in this message.
那为什么？
Why?
你知道，不管我们接受什么样坏的教导，
no matter what kind of false doctrine you have heard,
或者是是什么样的宗教背景呢？
Or any kind of religion background.
神说你不要把它拔出来。
God said, do not pull them out.
为什么？因为神永远给人机会。
Why? Because God always gives you opportunities.
所以耶稣说，我来不是要审判，我是要来拯救。
That's why Jesus said he came not to condemn, but also to come to save us.
那即使人成为基督徒以后呢，你发现他的行为也不是说立刻就改变的很好。
So even people after they become Christians, they do not change their behaviors immediately.
所以当我们去拔的时候呢，第一个就是这个人本来是就是有机会他进入天国，对不对？成为一个好主，结果你把他拔了，那机会怎么样？这是第一种情况。
The person, when you put it out, he may become a good wheat, but instead, we put
them
out.
这种情况呢，就是说他本来是个好种，本来是个麦子，已经重生得救了，但是呢，他看起来像个麦子。
So in other ways, you see, a person may be a good wheat, but on the outside, it still look like a wheat, still like a tail.
我现在讲的时候呢，好多基督徒。会想起来，就我们信主以后呢，好多时候我们的行为啊，各方面，哎呦，有时候觉得很惭愧。
So as a Christian, we may think, oh, even though we become a Christian, but still our behavior is not.
我们希望神的仆人来把我们拔掉吗？
Do we want the servant of God to come and pull us out?
不能拔掉，不能拔掉，因为人有一个成长过程。
Because there is a process of growing.
那这个过程呢，作为神的仆人。是要去浇灌，是要有很多的爱去来浇灌。
So as this growing servant of God needs to come and like help.
今天讲到这个仆人呢，不仅仅是牧师，你我都是仆人。
So the servant is not just the pastor, but also you and me.
神不要我们去拔。
God does not want us.
因为拔的话，恐怕把麦子也拔出来。
Because if we pull out, we might pull out the good wheat.
你看一个人，他心里还不怎么样，你就说他不是一个基督徒，不能这样讲，而是他神在他的心里面种子放下去的时候，神会来帮成这一个在他身上的计划。
So when you see a person, they may not have that good behavior yet, but do not pull them out because he may become a good wheat later on.
God is determined to do that.因为圣经上讲的耶稣是创始成终的神，他开始的工作必能完成。
In the Bible, it says, Jesus is the one who will accomplish everything.
还有第三种情况，第三种情况就是拔麦子的时候呢，恐怕把麦子也拔出来。
So the third condition is that if you pull out the weeds, you might also pull out the good.
因为在那个田地里面呢，麦子和麦子是旁根错节，它的根是连在一起。
Because in the field, all the roots are.
所以呢，当我们拔麦子的时候，就伤了麦子。
So when you pull out the weed, you may also hurt the weed.
那我就举一个例子，有一个这样的情况，亲自碰见。
So I want to give an example, it's something that I have personally experienced.
我曾经在神学院读书的时候呢，那边有个饭厅啊，外面的人呢 ，UBC 的人也会来吃饭，因为很安 静。有一次有一个 UBC 的一个医务工作人员就来吃饭。
When I was in Bible College, we shared this cafeteria with the UBC students. And one day, one of the UBC staff came.
那我就坐在他的对面，这是一个女的。
And then I sat across the table.
我就向着他窗户。
And I want to tell her about the gospel.
他说：“你知道吗？我本来是个基督徒，我现在不信了，我现在信另外一个东西。”
And then she told me that I was once a Christian, but now I do not believe, and now I believe something else.
我说为什么呢？
他
就给我讲他的故事。
And she told me her story.
他说他的先生呢有了外遇。
She said her husband
后来先生就回头了。
So the husband has other woman. So but the husband returned.
结果呢，教会不原谅他的先生。
But the church do not forgive her husband.
把他的先生赶出去了。
And cast her husband out.
最后呢，他说我都原谅了我的先生，结果教会不原谅，他说我也就离开。
So she said, I myself have personally forgave my husband, but the church couldn't forgive him, so I myself.
这个就是拔麦子的时候把麦子给伤了。
So this is the example how you pull out the wheat and you also hurt the wheat.
那我今天讲的时候呢，其实我自己的理解是非常有限的。
So my own understanding is very limited.
但是我相信神把这个写在这里，要大家要知道，对这个世界呢有一个非常客观的看法，对人有个客观的看法，对教会和基督徒都要有一个非常客观的看法。
But I believe that when God put the scriptures here, they want all of us to have a very
very good discernment.
Discernment, yeah.
About the world, about the church, about Christians, about everything.那为什么？因为在末世的时候，好多东西都是欺骗性。
Because at end times, a lot of things are lies.
那我们活在这个世上，必须要有智慧。
We live on earth, we need to have the wisdom.
就像前天一个弟兄告诉我，要有 don't have expectation, but have hope.
就像那天有一个弟兄跟我讲，不要有太多的期望，但是要有期待。
有盼望。
盼望。
好多人对教会有一种期望。
So a lot of people have some certain expectations from church.
结果他到教会来，发现有失望。
But when they come, they felt disappointed.
对这个世界也抱着一个美好的盼望。
And they also have this hope in the world.
结果他也失望。
But also disappointed.
对婚姻抱着美好的盼望。
And also through marriage, we have hope in the marriage.
结果他也失望。
And again, disappointed.
那为什么呢
？Why?
就是我们要对这个世界和人和教会有一个非常正确的看法。
Why? Because we need to have this right discernment on church, on marriage, on our world.
因为人都是罪人。
Because all of us are sinners.
但是神有他的大智慧和大爱。
God has his greater wisdom and greater love.
那如果我们期望我们周围的这个罪人对我们非常的忠心，对我们爱到底，对我们这个，对我们那个，对我们做生意的时候要非常的忠实，这个国家的元首要怎么样做最正确的决定 ？Forget about it.
But if we have this certain expectation on the sinners who will love us to the end, or have this certain expectations on how the business will work, or how the leaders or the government, don't forget about it.
但是呢，当我们真正认识到人的这个罪性和真正的认识到神的这个伟大和他在十字架上做成大功的时候，我们就有了信心。
When we know how God has this greater
greatness and His great love, and also the sinful nature of human, we have.因为神能够做成，那神要我们做的是什么呢
？What God want us to do？
弟兄姐妹，有时候是蛮痛苦的。
Sometimes it is very painful.
至于这个仆人呢，他非常清楚这里面有麦子，但是主人说什么，你就是不能拔。
The servants know clearly there is a lot of wheat growing in the field, but the Lord said to not put them out.
你说做神的仆人是不是很痛苦？弟兄姐妹，好多时候我们想亲手去处理一些人、处理一些事，神说 no。
Sometimes we just want to use our own will to deal with certain people or certain matters, but God said no.
为什么？
Why?
作为一个基督徒，你真正的信仰、真正的爱在哪里表现出来？
As a true Christian, what does it represent your true love and your true faith?
是靠着神真正爱那不可爱的。
It's by the God who loves those who are unlovable.
是爱那些你认为你爱不了的人。
To love those who you think you couldn't love.
因为圣经上讲的很清楚，他说你如果爱那些爱你的人，你跟坏人有什么区别呢？因为坏人也爱他的。
Because the Bible says, if you only love those who love you, what good is it? Like even the evil ones also love those who love you.
是不是？坏人他也爱他的。他说你要爱那些不可爱。
Yeah, is that right? Evil ones also love those ones who love him.You have to love those who are unlovable.
反过来讲，
so on the other,
我们要对自己有一个很清楚的认识。
We need to have this clear understanding of ourselves.
你觉得你可爱吗？
Do you think you are
lovable? 你觉得我可爱吗？
Do you think I'm lovable?
所以呢，我要希望神的仆人把你给挖出来。
So fear God's son will pull you out.
所以神的这个爱就在这里包容我们，让我们一起来成长，有成长的机会。
So the God's word is.Inclusive one
that
want us to grow.
有一天，我的一个学生来到我的跟前。
So one day, my student came to me.
他是基督徒，常常也来找我来上学物理课程，也常信。
So she is also, you know, she.
He
is also a Christian. A lot of times he come to me to talk about faith and also physics.
他就说：“我说你去教会没有啊？”读经没有？他说我不去教会。
And I asked him, "Oh, do you go to church?" He said, "Oh, no, I don't go to church."
他说教会的人呢都是假的。
He said, "All the people in church are fake."
哎，我说呢，那你最好不要这样讲。
And I tell him that, "Oh, don't say that." I told him that.
因为他比较听我的话，我就直接给他讲。
Because he listened to me, so that I tell him the truth.
我说，你想想吧。你今天在这里，如果你这样来论断别人的话，圣经上说，别人也会论断你。
And I told him because you hear when you judge other people, God will also judge you.
那你是真的基督徒还是假的基督徒
？Are you a real Christian or not?
拿着爸爸的钱在这里乱花，不上学，不好好上学，对不对？成天是玩游戏，成天乱花钱，对不对
？So you have this money from your dad, but you do not study, you just go play.
不干正经事儿。那你是真基督徒还是假基督徒？他说我知道了，牧师我知道了。
He said, "Oh, Pastor, I know."
那我说你知道牧师从来没有弄到我，对不对
？You know that as a pastor, I never judge.
我每一次给他祷告时，我神都说神要用他。
Every time I pray to God, God will say, "Oh, I will use him."
所以每一次给他祷告，我都觉得他。就说神真的没有任何对他的一个论断，一直在扶持他。
So every time I pray about him, God will never condemn him. Always here to help him.
所以他知道我也一直在扶持他。
And he knows that all.
所以他常常来找我。
That's why he always comes back to me.
所以我就说你不要说别人是假的。
So I told him, "Do not say that people
are fake." 对不起，你没有这个权利。
No、
我都没这个权利吗
？Even I don't have that authority to say that.
所以这个就是说，第一个，我要今天讲这所有这些。第一个要知道，神要我们活在世上要清楚也有智慧。
God wants us to live in this earth to have the wisdom.
不要活在一种虚假的东西里面，泡沫里面。
Do not live in this false reality.
你要正式的要面对这个世界。
You have to face the world with a perspective.
那这是末世。
很
多的混乱，那罪恶越来越多，这是圣经里面讲的很清楚。
And the evil ones and the sinners.
不要抱着一种幻想。
Do not have this expectation.
但是同时，我们要清楚的认识神的大爱。
At the same time, we need to know the love of God.
他今天怎么样对待这些败子
？How is he here to treat the
wicked? 他不要把他们拔出来。
He does not want to pull them out.
I
want to give them opportunity.
何况我们是麦子。
How much more is for us?
他一定会给我们把我们保守到。
He will also keep us.
是不是？这就是我们的智慧。我们要来认识我们的神。
We need to know our God.
紧紧的来抓住他。
And hold on tight.
那这是第一个，是他要给我们智慧。
This is the first one. He wants us to.
第二个是他的大爱。
The second is his love.
他的大爱就是让我们不要去论断。
His love is tell us to not judge.
不要去伸手，或者用我们的言语去来去定罪别人，去来。
Don't use our actions or our words to hurt other people.
去处理别人。
Or to deal with people.
去处理别人。
Yeah.
Remove.
To remove.
会带来很多的伤害。
You bring a lot of hurt.
第三个，这种爱呢，需要每一个弟兄姐妹背起自己的十字架。
So this kind of love requires you to carry your own cross.
这种爱在十字架上面表明出来。
And this love is revealed on the cross.
为什么？因为你知道周围的这个人不可爱，但是你要爱他。
Because you know the people, even though people are not unlovable, but still you need to love them.
你觉得这个十字架是不是很重？
Is the cross too heavy for you?
感谢主，靠着主呢，你最后发现，他说成就的一切都是美好。
But by the power of God, and God says everything 成就都会美好。
Eventually to accomplish the best. 弟兄姐妹，在你的婚姻里面，在你的家庭里面，你发现了。要放弃是很容易的，就是把那个东西甩掉是很容易的。
So in your marriage, in your family, you will find it's very easy just to give up.
但是你要持守去爱是不容易的。
But if you want to continue to love, it's hard.
但是弟兄姐妹，放弃没有任何的好的后果。
But brothers and sisters, there's no good things in give up in.
但是你持守就是背起你自己的十字架，这个最后要去的承担，要去来。付出很多的爱的时候，你最终只有好的后果。
But when you continue in love and carry your own cross, you will know in the end good things will happen.
我在很多人的婚姻里面看到这点，只要他抓住神，最后婚姻变得美好，因为双方人都会，神会来陶造他，神会来医治他。
Because I see a lot of things happen in marriages. Most people are continuing in love and they carry their cross and good things will happen.
那这就是十字架。
And this is the cross.
神的十字架，有的人看起来很重。
The cross some people may think is very heavy.
但是靠着神。
But by the grace of God.
神给我们很大的力量。
God gave us powers.
所以这个真正的这个 good news, 这个福音是实质是什么呢？耶稣已经做成。
So the good news is that Jesus has accomplished all.
所以今天我们来就是来接受他成就的这个恩典在我们的心里面，在我们的身上。
So all we have today is to receive what he has already.
就像刚才歌里面唱的那样，圣灵来浇灌，天上的河来浇灌。
Just like the song that we sang earlier, we wanted the Holy Spirit to come and fill us.
所以今天这样的信息呢，就是说要有智慧。
So in the message today, we need to have this wisdom.
要有大爱。
We need to have love.
但是呢，我们靠的是谁？
By who we trust?
靠的是我们的主。
It's God that we know.
我们一起站立，我们一起来祷告。
So we stand and pray.
主，我们感谢你。因为你在2000年前写的东西，在这个世界上已经在不断的发生。
The things that you've written 2000 years ago is happening around us.
我们看到你撒了好种。
We see that you sow good seeds.
我们看到仇敌撒了坏种。
And we see enemies have sown bad seeds.
但是主。
But Lord.
你就让我们要知道这样的状况会发生。
You already tell us in advance that things will happen.
你说你们要做好准备，当这些事情发生的时候，你不必惊慌，也不必害怕。
So you said that when these things happen, do not be afraid, do not be lose heart.
因为我已经战胜了这个世界。
Because I already conquered the world.
主啊，我谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
谢谢你今天在十字架上已经给我们付上所有罪的代价。
Lord, thank you that on the cross you already paid all our sins.
我们的罪已经得到赦免。
Sins have been forgiven.
今天让我们成为你的儿女。
Lord, as we become your children.
可以扬起脸来做人。
So that we can raise our face and.
我们所有罪的包袱已经卸下。
All our burdens and our sins have been laid down.
天堂的门已经打开。
And heaven doors have been opened.
我们因着耶稣随时可以来到你神的宝座面前。
By Jesus.Go into your presence.
我们能够得着随时的怜悯，随时的帮助。
We can have this
instant
help.
也得着那圣灵的能力。
And also have the power from the Holy Spirit.
过一个自由的生活。
So that we can have a freedom,
freedom. 一个精彩的生活。
Interesting.
在这个世界上要发光。
And we want to shine as well.
主啊，你要赐给我们的美好的生命来享受你给我们的一切。
We want to have this abundant life to enjoy the world.
Enjoy what you have given to us.
Enjoy what you have given to us.
主啊，我们祷告，主啊，你来把祝福倾倒给每一个弟兄姐妹。
I pray that you will pour out your blessings.
每一个家庭。
Into every family.
每一个婚姻。
Every marriage.
每一个亲子关系。
Every relationship between our child and our children.
主啊，过去有的这个破镜，要让它重圆的，你能够让它重圆。
Anything that has been broken, God, I ask you to amend it.
如果不能重圆的，你会把它做得很美。
If things that cannot be mended, Lord, you will make it beautiful.
因为在你，
because
一切都是美好。
Everything is beautiful.
一切都是新的。
Everything is new.
谢谢。说来圣灵来讲话，大家心来敞开，
Open your heart,
大家心来敞开来接受主的这一个恩典，
to receive God's grace,
就是主的这一个拯救的恩典，继续不断的接受。
Continue to receive the salvation.
谢谢你，主啊，你没有把我们拔出来。
Thank you, Lord, that you have not pulled us out.
在我们心里好多时候不好的时候，你没有把我们拔出来。
Even though our actions are bad, you have not pulled us out.
但是我们敬畏你。因为你说将来审判的时候，那些让人跌倒的，那些作恶的，你都要放在火里面焚烧。
Because you say on the judgment day you will pull those things, the evil ones out and burn them in fire.
那今天你首先来在我的内心做这个洁净的工作。
Lord, I want you to do this cleansing work in my heart.
让我不会成为一个绊倒别人的人。
So that I may not be one who stumble others.
不会成为一个作恶的人。
So that I do not become an evil one.
你给我恩典，
Lord, give me grace.
你的恩典够我。
And your grace is sufficient.
谢谢。
Lord, thank you.
即使我跌倒，
Even though
靠着你的恩典，还是要爬起来。
But by your grace, I will stand up again.
谢谢你不定我的罪。
Thank you, Lord, for not judging me.
感谢主，赞美。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我谢谢安娜。下面呢，我们有一些时间，有一些风险啊。拿奥妹，前受险，如果你想分享的话，可以上来给大家分享一下。如果有其他的弟兄姐妹，愿意来分享，可以来分享啊。我跟你放。
大家好，我叫 Naomi。
Hello everyone, my name is Naomi。
很高兴我前天的时候，在和戴普牧师。
I'm very happy on Friday with Pastor. I was baptized.
成为了大家的一家人，回到了家庭，以后就是我的家人。
Become one family with all of you. You are my family members. Family.
我爱你们。
I love you. Amen. We love you too.
我准备好一切好的事物，
我觉得神
会给我很多的恩典，我已经准备好了。
It's true. After I baptized, I felt everything is new. I'm ready to receive new things from the Lord. I'm prepared.
然后我想分享的呢，有两件事情。第一件是在我受洗的当天，我是整个人非常开心的，但是在当天晚上出现了一个很难过的事情。
I want to share two things. First, the day I was baptized, I was very happy, but after that, there was something unpleasant happened.
我和我的一个朋友在聊天的过程中，他给我讲了很多的负能量的，非常一些很恶魔想法的一件事情。
So I was sharing with one of my friends some things, but she imported many negative things.
我明明一个非常开心的状态，一下子就感觉被一个乌云包围了。然后我是一个很胆小的人，然后我就很害怕，尤其是晚上的时候，我的室友都睡了，我不知道怎么办，我整个人都很害怕。
I was very happy, but suddenly, become it's like dark cloud is hovering over me because I'm a pretty sensitive person, timid person. So even my roommate wanted to sleep. I didn't know what to do.
但是就在那个时候，我感觉我的心里就是稍给了我一点点力量。
I felt that time in my heart there's a strength.
因为我以前没有过这种感觉。
Before I never felt this way.
然后我就下意识的去拿上我的圣经，抱着圣经坐了一会儿。
So I just hold my Bible and sit there for a while.
然后我感觉我心里是不害怕的，心里比以前强大了一点。
So I felt my heart is stronger than before.
对，所以我从这个事情就感觉我以后要更加的读圣经，更加读主的话语，然后让我的心和身体更强大起来。
From this incident, I know that I will read more of the Bible and make my spirit and my heart and physical strong.I'm very thankful for the change which has brought into my life through baptism.
然后第二件事情我想分享的是我一个老师他给我说的一句话让我很受感动。
So the second thing I want to share is that one of my teachers shared one word to me. I was really touched.
在受洗之前我一直有很紧张的想法因为我之前算是信仰过别的一个宗教然后我要加入另外一个宗教之后让我的心里有很多冲突的想法
So before I got baptized I had a lot of internal struggles because I was in another belief another religion but now I'm changing my religion so I had a lot of internal conflict
我把我这一个疑惑告诉他以后呢他跟我说了一句话他说这世界上的对每个人心里都有一个灵然后所有的圣灵都是不分宗教不分种族不分没有任何区别的只有人是分宗教分种族
Now he said something he or she said something to me said the Holy Spirit inside us we do not have like a distinguish between religions or people distinguish all kinds of religions
如果生在了穆斯林国家，你可能就是穆斯林；但是你生在了别的国家，你可能就是别的宗教。但是你的圣灵，大家好的一个灵都是一样的。
So if you are born in a Muslim country, you become Muslim. If you are born in another country, you become another religion. However, the spirit living in you is a good spirit.
所以我觉得我很看开我的这个一件事情，就是说我以前。
So after this talk, I became more open-hearted. And though I was born in a Muslim family, but however, now I found the Lord, which is suitable to me. So I'm very happy. I'm willing to serve the Lord with my whole heart and whole mind and whole strength.Thank you. 我们也继续为姐妹祷告，说希望以后呢，就是有这个我们需要一起来成长。So we need to pray for her and support her, and then we go together. 在耶稣受洗完以后，第一件事情发生的是什么？大家记得吗 ？When Jesus was baptized, what is the first thing happened?他被魔鬼试探，但是圣灵带领他去接受魔鬼的试探。大家有机会读马太福音和路加福音第四章，就是会有试探发生。So when Jesus was first baptized, first thing came to his life is temptation from them. So that's why we need to pray for each other. When someone is baptized, we need to know the truth. Truth is, it's not the way kept by rules. Okay.It's a temptation. First thing come to your life is to, so that's why we need to pray for each other. 所以我们要来彼此来带动啊，要认识真理就是这个意思。下面还有谁要来分享一下啊 ？The brave souls pray and no pressure.